Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 through 35. By way of introduction, using the Bible Knowledge Commentary and what it says about the book of Daniel, we come to the section dealing with the importance of the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel is important historically. It bridges the gap between Israel's historical books and the New Testament. It records certain events in Israel's history in the 70-year Babylonian captivity, which are recorded nowhere else in Holy Scripture. Daniel outlines the history of the times of the Gentiles and describes past and future empires that occupy Palestine and rule over Israel until the Messiah returns. The prophecies in the book concerning God's program for the Gentiles, for the land of Palestine, and for the people of Israel lay the foundation for his eschatological program. Some of the themes introduced in the book of Daniel, with its emphasis on the Gentiles, are paralleled in the book of Zechariah, and the themes introduced in these books come to their ultimate consummation in the book of Revelation. To understand fully the culmination of God's program revealed to the Apostle John in Revelation, it is necessary to understand the inception of his program revealed to Daniel. Daniel is a pivotal book. Daniel, the book of Daniel, is an important book. Verse 31 reads, "Thou, O King, sawest, and behold, a great image. Thou, O King, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 through 35. Now here is the sense of it, the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, edited by Dr. Walvert of Dallas Theological Seminary and Dr. Zuck. The recitation of the dream. The king's dream was relatively simple. Daniel reported that the king had seen an enormously large statue. Its size and appearance were awesome. It made the king appear insignificant when he stood before it. The statue was dazzling because of the metals of which it was made. The head of the image was fashioned of pure gold. The chest and arms were of silver. The belly and thighs of bronze. And the legs were of iron, with his feet partly iron and partly baked clay. A casual glance would reveal the various parts of the statue. The statue was not permanent. It was struck on the feet by a rock, cut not by human hands, which reduced the whole statue like chaff that was blown away. Chaff was the light, unedible portion of the grain stalks, which blew away when the broken stalks were winnowed, tossed up in the air on a windy summer day. The rock that destroyed the statue grew into a huge mountain that filled the whole earth. The dream itself was simple. It was the meaning of the dream that agitated the king. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing for everything, and to God for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and so that you can go to that wonderful place called heaven to be with God and Jesus and the angels and the saints forevermore when you die. And we all will die one day. May God bless you, dear friend, and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six